The next item on the agenda is the KPFT LSB suspension of Ken Freeland. Ken, would you like to introduce your motion?
You all should have copies of it because it was sent out, I believe, at the previous meeting. I will read the motion momentarily here as I get my computer back in focus here. Oh, wonderful. Okay, give it 1 second here. Hopefully it was just on standby. Yeah, it's going to resume. Whereas the PNB at its January 2006 annual meeting determined that the most essential rights of KPFT delegate Ken Freeland to due process were violated in the course of his suspensions from the KPFT LSB in August 2005, and whereas the denial of due process to an elected delegate of the Pacifica Foundation by a local station board is adverse to the mission and business purposes of the foundation, exceeds the power and authority granted to the LSB, and is inconsistent with these bylaws, and whereas the initial motion on August 24th to suspend Delegate Ken Freeland did not even include any specified charge against him, that was the Welch motion, and he was not even permitted to be present to defend himself against his second de facto suspension on August 31st, and a number of the protections afforded by Robert's Rules of Order to an accused party were not permitted him, therefore be it resolved that the PNB overrides this decision by the KPFT LSB by revoking it per Article 7, Section 5 of the bylaws of the Pacifica Foundation. And I will read that one sentence from the bylaws to just make it clear what is being referred to here. Any and all actions, resolutions, and policies taken or adopted by an LSB may be overridden by a majority vote of the directors if said action, resolution, or policy is found by the Board of Directors to be adverse to the mission and or charitable or business purposes of the foundation, to exceed the power or authority granted to said LSB, or to be inconsistent with these bylaws, the articles, or applicable laws and regulations.
Mr. Chair?
Is there a second to the motion? Hearing none, the motion fails for lack of a second. That would conclude
Excuse
our
me.
Business.
Move adjournment.
I have a question. This is Lydia, because I thought that this motion was referred to governance. I have it on my agenda for governance.
It was referred. I'm sure it was. I cannot find the proof of that.
Right. Mary, do you mind if I do this? Ken has explained on several occasions that in his estimation, the motion he's bringing now is distinct from the motion that that is before governance.
Hearing no second to this motion.
Mr. Chairman, for purposes of considering this and having a full understanding of what is entailed here, I second the motion.
Okay, so the motion is seconded. It's open for debate.
This is Bob.
Bob?
I move to refer this to governance with the strong request that the secretary provide the minutes of this part of the January DC meeting by Sunday before the time of the governance committee meeting this Sunday.
I will.
Thank you.
Okay. So I'm going to take two pro and two con the motion to refer. Who would like to speak opposed to the motion to refer?
I have a point of information.
Yes.
We're referring this to governance committee, but we've also, in my opinion, already sent something to governance committee. Does that mean it's going to come up in two different forms in the governance committee?
I would presume that the committee would consider them together, but it's up to the committee how it wants to consider them.
Lydia, you want to add me to
the stack? No, we're not doing a stack. I'm taking two opposed and two in favor of the motion to refer. Who's opposed?
In favor.
Is anybody opposed to the motion to refer? Ken, are you opposed?
It's acceptable.
Okay, if there's no opposition on the board.
Just ask Ken to send me both resolutions just so that I'm clear, if you can send that to me.
Sure, Patty.
Just a question. This is, I think that, you know, it's always names Ken only here, but, you know, we have a member, Paul D'Arienzo, who has been unable to vote for 1 year now. He has been suspended, and this doesn't seem to come up. Can these come together? Can this be discussed on how a person can be suspended for 6 months and a year later they're still not voting due to some small technicality? And this also is an issue. When is this going to come up? Is this just in the trash or something? I don't know how to even make the motion to bring it up, or I'll bring it up in new business at the meeting in Los Angeles, or can it be mixed in with this the other one with the member who lost his rights too?
I think what you can do is move to amend the motion to include that.
Okay. Can I move to that now?
I believe so, yes.
I have a point of information.
Hold on. Point of order first, then the point of information.
Yeah, while I'm not unsympathetic to the previous speaker, I believe that the agenda item here is suspension of Ken Freeland. There's no other agenda item regarding other members, and I don't think it would be pertinent to amend something outside of the scope of the agenda item itself. It's actually contradictory.
No, I don't believe so, because at any time when we're dealing with an issue that a person considers particular to them, it would be in order for someone to expand the scope of it, and so I think it is in order.
I'll take the suspension part of the Ken Freeland part and take that, and to add, please add, I'd like to amend the motion to also an inquiry into the continued breach of the WBAI local station board in reference to Paul D'Arienzo's suspension.
Can
you
I
know
get
what?
My,
I'm going to
reverse
myself.
Can I get my
myself.
Point of information?
Hold on. I'm going to reverse myself. That is a separate issue. I thought you were amending this motion to expand the scope, but this is actually a separate item.
Oh, it is. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, can I... Is there any way to do that?
No, you'll have to wait till Los Angeles.
Okay.
You could expand the scope by saying suspension of any LSB members, and that would do it. But you can't.
Okay. Go. Well, can I change if it pleases the board?
So Patty Heffley is moving to amend by
the motion to refer this question and all questions
of suspension
of LSB suspensions.
This is Lydia. I have a question, though.
I had a point of information.
Before your question, Mary has a point of information.
As convener, that doesn't help me in terms of addressing that specific issue.
Well, maybe my question might. As I recall, that was already referred to governance, and governance has taken it up. We just never finished. We did not actually resolve the thing, but it was still in governance, and it's still pending in governance.
Right.
That's my recollection.
No, it was defensive, but it is a different issue.
No, the D'Arienzo.
Yeah, but it's a different aspect of the same issue.
Yes, Bob.
Yes. No, that recollection is incorrect. The matter of the Paul D'Arienzo suspension was referred to the governance committee last spring. The governance committee considered it at some length, voted out, developed a motion, recommended it back to the board. The board adopted it, and that motion was to uphold the suspension in its entirety by the WBAI board, and so that matter has essentially been resolved.
Actually,
It was 6 months. It's a year now.
And the motion included a provision
for an
apology to be made and before the member would be allowed to resume his seat, and that was all part of the motion.
Apology was made.
Excuse me.
I think this should be a separate motion.
I'm gonna rule that this whole discussion's out of order. I do want to point out, however, that our bylaws say that any member can bring an issue to the committee on which they serve. So if committee members want to bring issues forward, our bylaws permit them to do that. Okay. The rest of this is out of order. We're back on the question of referral of the Ken Freeland suspension motion by Ken to the governance committee. I have heard no objections to that referral. Without objection, we'll approve the referral. Now,
move adjournment.
We still have an executive session and a briefing. Are you moving adjournment to executive session, or are you moving that we cancel
yes.
the executive session? Which?
Well, then why don't we cancel it? It's 10 to 1 here.
I think given that there may be personally urgent matters, I would like us to convene the executive session and at least hear a minimum briefing from our executive director on the status of the issues, and then at that point we can move to adjourn that.
What happened to Ken's referral to governance?
It's been referred without objection. But I mean that's my recommendation to the body. But it's up to you. It's your motion, Ambrose. You're moving to adjourn and period, not to convene executive session.
Well,
so
is there something that needed to be handled immediately before?
All you have to do is send us an email.
Okay.
Point of order.
Yes.
I believe that the original agenda called for recess to executive session, and therefore it would take a vote to change the original agenda to not do that at this time. That's my understanding.
I think the motion to adjourn is in order at any time.
It is.
And I think that's what is being moved right now. So
is Greg still on the phone?
Greg, are you still here?
Hold on,
I'm
sure
he is.
Was he waiting for something from us for tonight to move on?
I'm here.
Greg,
we are on the public call, and the question is whether the board urgently needs to hear from you.
No, there's nothing new to report since yesterday.
Okay. In that case, so...
Well, what was
yeah,
yesterday?
I have a great,
what was yesterday?
We have a...
Well, I guess we had a finance committee meeting.
Well, not all of the board was on that. So does the board know what was reported?
Nothing really substantial was reported at finance. It was a repetition of what had happened on... I had reported on Monday.
Excellent. Thank you.
Yeah. So this is... The motion to adjourn is the main motion, and so we... we can vote it. Go ahead and call the roll.
Objection.
Is there an objection? Is there an objection to adjournment?
No.
Hearing none, we're adjourned.
Take care.
No executive session, eh? That's
no executive session.
You got it.
Good night.
Good night.
Thank you all.
Thank everyone.
Bye-bye.